Welcome back to another episode of Palisade Radio. This is your host, Colin Cattell. On the line with us today is returning guest to the program, Peter Spinna. He's the founder and president of GoldSeek.com. Peter, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Colin. It's great to be back.
I've noticed, Peter, you've been pretty active in the crypto space. Congratulations for anybody who's been active in the crypto space. You can't go wrong with the kind of gains that we've seen to date. You were kind of in the advent of the internet space, having started GoldSeek as really the first gold-related website many years ago. And I want to start by asking you if you see similarities between the adoption of crypto and what you saw back then.
Well, the confusion around what the concepts of what cryptocurrency are, what the internet, what it's going to be, what are we going to use it for? You know, there's a lot of, I think, similarities there. And also just, just how things evolve. I think it was Paul Krugman who mentioned in sometime, I think it was in the 90s, saying that the internet wasn't going to really be around in the 2000s. And, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of different ideas of what's going on. And I don't think anyone exactly knows how this is, well, I don't think anyone knows how this is really going to play out. But on the cryptocurrency side, I think we need to respect that it has a potential place here in the global monetary system to be a major player. Whether that's going to be Bitcoin or another cryptocurrency that takes a spot, or if, you know, we're going to get a various blockchain-based digital currencies coming out of the central banks, which they're talking about to compete with that or whatnot. There's just a huge change in evolution of how money is used and ways that we'll interact with it and who's going to be in control of it. That's a big part of what's going on with cryptocurrency and within the Bitcoin arena as well. There's a lot of, you know, competition, who owns the most Bitcoin, who's going to control that market and so on. So I just want to, you know, I think it's important to, regardless of what your opinion of what Bitcoin is, whether it's money or whether it's digital tulips, I think it needs to, you know, step back and say this is a force now. And as it's gotten larger over the last, especially last year or two, there's so much more infrastructure. The network size is much larger, and it's much more difficult now to just turn off or get rid of it. So whether the governments are going to come in and attack it and make it illegal or go after the exchanges or, you know, regulate it more, I don't think you get rid of Bitcoin at this point really easily. And if not, more likely, I think we'll see Bitcoin used as one of the top used global currencies, still not to replace gold as true money, but as a interesting new, you know, combination of currency and payment system, or this it's a whole new concept, and people trying to figure out exactly what that is. So yeah, it's a very interesting time to see how that kind of relates back to the start of the internet era and trying to figure out what we're going to use the internet for. And same goes with cryptocurrencies.
Peter, there are many different ways to play crypto at this point or speculate on it. Of course, there's over 200, I believe, currencies, if you will, on the blockchain, Bitcoin being the biggest one. There's also these ICOs, which have gotten tremendous amount of funding. And then you even have now the public companies in Canada, of course, which always flock to the latest thing. And they're rushing into the crypto space. So, you know, looking back at the dot-com era, you had billion-dollar companies like crayons.com and a whole host of other ones that ended up going nowhere. And in hindsight, we can say it was obvious they would not. How much of what's going on now rings true to you, and how much of it seems like things that are going to disappear and we're going to look back and say, huh, I can't believe people believed in that?
There are so many people that are trying to make a quick buck off of this now. So there's going to be a lot of these equity blockchain deals and using the latest hype and excitement. And on top of that, with the confusion and misunderstanding of this sector, there's going to be a lot of money lost and swindled. The ICO market, you know, they're doing tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. I think it's going to be in billions here soon of money raised. And a lot of those deals, those blockchains, they're not going to succeed. I look around at those. I look at a lot of the ICOs going out there, and there's some interesting ones. There's ones with really big potential, and some of them are going to do excellent. But I think 90, 95% is going to be junk and it's not going to succeed. And kind of like in the 90s tech bubble, yeah, a lot of those pets, I don't know, yeah, like crayons.com or some of the other ones, they failed miserably. But then you had the amazon.com and some of the ones that did succeed and were huge. And that's what you need to look for. And it doesn't make sense to get into something you don't understand, first of all. A lot of these alternative currencies are not going to succeed, but there are some of those that are, variations of cryptocurrency payment systems that have other functions and they're going to do very well. So there's still a lot of money being made, but at this point, you got to be very careful with what your assumptions are. You're seeing these things go up double, triple, going up 10, 50, I mean 100 times. It's incredible quick gains, but they can go away very quickly. And when there's a market correction and when all these kind of junk deals that are being put together in that kind of market has to face kind of the reality, whether they're real businesses or what they are, I know those things will collapse very quickly and investors could lose it all. So this is a place where it's almost like buying a lottery ticket if you're buying Bitcoin or something you put very speculative capital into. But don't get caught up too much in the hype, if especially when you don't understand what you're investing in. And that's, I think, similar to the dot-com bubble.
I would say that the majority of gold bugs don't like Bitcoin, probably because they're bitter for missing out on the gains. And conversely, many Bitcoin proponents say that gold is dead, it's a relic of the past, and Bitcoin is the new gold. I happen to believe that one could advocate for both, and you're the type of person who I've noticed is a proponent of both Bitcoin and gold. I want to ask you, do you think that this new era of Bitcoin millionaires and a new generation of people learning the fallacy of fiat money will ultimately bode very well for gold?
I think so. I don't like this. I respect the gold bugs questioning what money is in these things and saying, well, this is not exactly the same thing as gold, and but then on the crypto bug side, it's these two extremes, and I think people need to see it's more complementary. I think cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, is more of a threat to the U.S. dollar, to these fiat currencies. It may have taken some away from gold and silver's luster, but I think gold and Bitcoin are more complementary. I preserve and keep my wealth in precious metals. I believe that Bitcoin is more of an emerging technology. It's something totally new and somewhat of an innovation in money, merging payment networks with a currency, but it is not precious metals. And I think it's wrong, that you get these one extremes on both sides. And they start getting in these fights when I believe why Bitcoin is so popular right now is because we have massive bubbles in global monetary systems. We have the dollar, the yen, the euro, the yuan. I mean, they're printing money like, or they have printed trillions of all these different units. And here's an something to compete with that. And as gold bugs, we understand that the precious metals markets is a very difficult market to invest in at times, because you have big players like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, who are able to manage the price, and it seems unfair. Well, here Bitcoin comes along and people can see more of a freer market take place. And I think regardless whether you believe it's money or not, again, it's don't hate on it just because it's gone up a lot and you missed on it. Also recognize that we've had nationalized currencies for a long time. This is communist Marxist ideals, nationalized money that, gold and silver kind of compete with that. But even gold and silver, they in the U.S. are taxed as collectibles. They're not, viewed as money. There's all these barriers to as money. So Bitcoin plays this new, people who are really focused on freedom and liberty and getting away from the banks and finding a new way to be free and avoid capital controls, all these things. So Bitcoin provides a lot of different, things for these people as well. So yeah, I'm open to both sides of discussion, but I think it's yeah, it's too adversarial sometimes, and they don't see, they need to be open to both a little more to both sides.
Yeah, agreed for sure. Well, moving into the realm of just gold and gold stocks, I think it would be fair to say that this year has been a little bit lackluster in terms of performance on the gold stocks. Gold's up this year relative to the US dollar, but relative to something like Bitcoin, it hasn't really moved at all. What's your take on gold stocks? Do you think next year is going to be their time in the sun, or what's your timing look like there?
Yeah, the gold stocks just did not lead the gold price higher this year when it made us move higher, and yeah, the excitement in Bitcoin has kind of distracted and taken away from the sector. But I believe that after this several year correction, we've been lifting off of the bottom, and the real indication will be when the gold stocks move ahead of the gold and silver prices. So, watching that ratio very carefully now that we're having this pullback and we're in this tax loss selling season, I like, the opportunities coming up here. So I'll be buying some of the companies here. I have some select exploration stocks, but I like companies that are a little, well, have access to capital is becoming a little more tight right now, so you want companies that have cash on the balance sheet or in production producing. There are some, I was at the San Fran show and I met with, say, in like Endeavor Silver there, that's got a lot of growth coming into it next year, as long as the silver price doesn't really, keep going down. There's a lot of value in those kind of companies. They've been really knocked down, and there's ways to make money in the mining stocks, even with the gold and silver price. Well, more the gold price holding up here, and I think the silver price will come back. I think commodities in general are looking pretty cheap here, select metals especially. But for precious metals, it could be this, bouncing around with support around 1,200 and moving up to around 1,300. There's some technical resistance that we've been watching this last year around 13. I think it's boy, now it's 1350, 1375 in gold. And I think once you break that, then the psychology changes, people rush back into it. But it could be several more months and later into next year before the gold price really makes a move. So in the meantime, it's a good time to be building positions. And I think you can make, with this pullback here, there's some companies you can make 50%, double your money if you time this right. And we do see gold and silver hold these current levels, which I think we're nearing the bottom of this correction in the precious metal prices.
Peter, I want to ask you about the other yellow metal, which is uranium. You mentioned it to me before we hit record on the show as a space that's getting more interesting to you. All of the uranium bulls out there have the case made. There's X amount of reactors that have been proposed and going online, but it's hard to ignore the reactors that have been going offline and the ones that have not come back online. And now, of course, we have information from Kazatomprom and Cameco that they're cutting, so that should fix the supply issue or begin to. What do you think of this space?
Yeah, that's very interesting. The supply problems that are going to be coming up. This is I don't know the total percent. Was it 20% maybe their supply reduction from Cameco? That these things are gonna translate into a much higher uranium price. But when will it be exactly reflected? Well, you look at the price of uranium had moved way higher several years ago as well, and a lot of supply contracts were put into place. But those are most of them, I believe, are next year to two expiring, and those mines, they're not able to make a profit at these levels. I think you look at the studies out there; they say you need $60, $70, somewhere around there, uranium price to keep them online. So having uranium in the $20 a pound range, it looks cheap. It's just a question of timing, and we've been watching it the last few years. Now it's starting to become more interesting because these next steps where more reactors are being built and coming online, and supplies are is being taken offline, and the supply contracts are coming up for renewal. So we're in this time frame here, the next maybe 6, 12 months, maybe it's time right now. It's always hard to time the bottom, but I think for the long term, this is an excellent opportunity to be taking positions. And when you see the uranium price move back up to 40, 50, 60, boy, there's going to be some big price moves in some uranium stocks out there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. Well, Peter, wrapping things back together in our discussion between Bitcoin and gold, I can't help but thinking, watching this action, that commodity investors should see the bright side of the situation. And that is that Bitcoin investors just a few months ago were saying, man, it could reach $2,000. And now we're looking at something like $16,000. And obviously, the size of the markets we're talking about are a little bit different. But when money rushes into commodities again, I think people are losing sight of just how much movement can happen and how quickly. And I think people should look at this and say, wow, we're in the only cheap market that we can see being commodities. And when these go, they will be drastic in their moves.
That's an excellent point. That the representation of all this easy money that's floating around the system, whether it's in Bitcoin or the markets, when our markets, commodities, precious metals get going, it's very easy, and people do follow, the hot money, the momentum, and so on. And so far, that's been in general markets and elsewhere. And the valuations are not attractive at all. So at some point, whether it's another month or two or another year from now, we're going to see a whole shift. And like you said, we're tiny. We're just a small little market compared to these other giant markets out there with trillions and trillions floating around. So it's this is the time to be a shopper of stocks and build positions and look for the best companies out there. And if this does take another year or two, there are excellent companies out there that will make money and do well. There are companies that are exploring and ones that have cash and are able to raise capital in this market because they have great assets, great teams, and that's good too, because there's when there was a lot of money floating around the sector, a lot of it went to companies that shouldn't have been getting the capital. So it's nice to see actually there's some activity going on, and there's going to be a heck of a lot more coming once we really start to get going here. So whether it's the physical metal side or the stock equity side, this is a great accumulation time, and I'll be a buyer here in the next couple of weeks. I'll be putting some more into the precious metals markets on this pullback. So
Excellent. Well, Peter, I appreciate you coming back on the show. Always like having you on Palisade Radio here. Hopefully, we can get you on sometime in the next year, and maybe Bitcoin will continue going up, but also start bringing commodities up with it. Anything else to add here for our listeners before I let you go?
no, I think it's always difficult to be in a market that's out of favor, but it's being a contrarian, this is a perfect setup. We have a lot of things that have shown us that the gold price has bottomed out, and it's just a question of when is it really going to start to accelerate forward. But this is a great time to be looking around and building positions, and I look forward to following it here in the coming months and doing a follow-up interview, and hope to see you at a conference in the near future as well.
All right, well, Peter, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Colin. Have a good one.
Think you understand the junior mining sector, and you think that the participants in the mining sector, junior mining sector, are good people and kind people? Hit the bid.
How violent that term could be? It actually could be quite violent. It could be a rip your face off uranium rally.
And the world is always going to need raw material. It's going to need copper and gold and nickel and so forth.
Totally destabilized. Hey, troll, did you hear what's going on?